Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
How are you?
I feel a little funny.
Why?
Well, I went to the dentist this morning.
Oh, so so your mouth is still a little numb?
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a cleaning, and I was just kind of just cruised in there like, hey, all right, time for a cleaning. And then they said, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you're going to get the shot, you're going to be a...
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a couple hours ago at this point, so I'm doing okay.
And, got the shot. But it's weird. It's such a weird feeling.
It feels like my face is made of lead. But let me tell you, I'm not going to complain. And I was thinking about this while I was in the chair. I was like, this sucks, but it's not that unpleasant. I got a couple fillings replaced, like the old metal fillings that I got when I was in high school.
Yeah,
those
good,
are all finally
good.
Coming out.
Good.
And I was thinking, like, this isn't that unpleasant. And, you know, modern dentistry is just such a blessing. So many hundreds of millions, billions of people were born and died on this planet in abject misery because they had a cavity or they had an impacted molar or something else was wrong with their teeth. And the fact that we live in a society at a time in our evolution, scientifically, where we don't have to deal with that kind of stuff all the time is thank God, you know, just what a time to be alive. So I'm trying to stay positive while I'm there in the chair, but all the same, like it's kind of hard to talk. I feel like I have to really over enunciate because I can't tell if I'm moving my lips the same way or what.
Have you eaten anything?
I had a smoothie. I had my
usual
smoothie.
Okay, smart.
Yeah, he said you can drink your smoothie. Don't eat anything until all your feeling comes back.
I mean, I was stupid, and I went to the last time I went to the dentist, and I was all numbed up. Oh. I needed to eat something before the show, so I ate something. I bit the hell out of my tongue in several spots, and my jaw, and it was...
Oh, my God. You had no idea because you couldn't feel any of it.
And then those things turn into, like, real sores in your mouth.
Yeah.
And I mean, they hurt like hell.
Oh, man, that sucks.
And then you don't want to eat anything because it burns.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. Look, honestly, when I was a kid growing up, I hated going to the dentist because, I mean, I think it was available, but it was new. My dentist did not use Novocaine. So when the dentist drilled, we felt it right into the nerve as kids.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, my God.
I mean, he's grinding. I mean, the noise is bad enough. He's got this old drill with these bands on it that are, I mean, it looks like something from, the 15th century.
Yeah.
But we had no Novocaine when we were kids.
That's terrible.
And so, Novocaine was a great thing for me when we finally got that a little bit later. And I'm old enough to remember when the attractive
dental
hygienist actually put her bare fingers in your mouth.
That's disgusting.
Now, I'm a germaphobe, but I wasn't back then.
My God.
And when I was a teenager, I thought it was kind of cool that this really attractive woman was putting her fingers in my mouth. But I wouldn't go for that. I wouldn't go for that today.
Mm. We're all learning a little something about you. I didn't think we were going to get into that today with Mr. Scooper.
Well, look, let me tell you, I don't like the taste of latex, so I'm not happy about the gloves either. But I would not tolerate that today. I don't care how good looking the dental hygienist is, But, you know, when I was a kid, I wasn't really, when I was a teenager, I wasn't the germaphobe that I am today.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, yeah, just to, yeah, I'm glad I was able to get it done.
I am too.
I feel badly for people who are in a position where they're not able to get that done, but, well, there it is.
Well, yeah, because, you know, if you get like an infection, if you need root canal, you get an infection, that manifests itself in the body.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it can be serious.
Yeah, it can be pretty serious.
Yeah. All right, hey, let's do a couple of quick texts.
Kind of split half and half. Your texts are either about the Saints and the Pelicans or last night election results. We'll start there. Here's a text that says, hey, it wasn't just the Democratic victories, Scoot. It was the margin of votes that they won by. Mamdani won with about 50.4% of the vote in New York, which by Trump standards is a landslide mandate.
Yeah, true. It was, and we're going to talk about this in the next hour, but it was a big night for Democrats, and Republicans need to pay attention to this. You know, you learn from what the voters are saying, and voters in the states where there were elections, I don't know that this is a real cross-section of the country, but the people who voted last night did make a statement about what they think about certain things like the economy and the way that ICE is treating some of the people that they're trying to deport and some things like that. It was a statement about the current administration. So again, more about that later.
Yeah, I was listening to some reports this morning. Something in Virginia, it was like 70% of respondents in exit polls said they voted the way they did because they didn't like the president or they didn't like his administration's policy, straight up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's a text that says, I'll be curious to see how this will affect the real estate market in New York. Will the new mayor chase off impending high luxury sales, or will the rich flee? I think that New York is going to be a good experiment for the rest of the country.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. And as I said, leading up to the election, I don't think New York is a representative of America. New York is an entity unto itself. New Yorkers are an entity unto themselves, and people across the country are not necessarily like New Yorkers. So what happens in New York is not necessarily a prediction of what's going to happen around the country. Now, Mamdani is, by his own definition, he's a socialist. He might be a commie. It's going to be interesting to see how he lives up to some of the things that he talked about on the campaign trail. And younger people and today's establishment, the boomer generation, was more like young people today when they were young. You know, there was more of this idea of taking care of people and doing what you can to help people. And that was the attitude of the collective baby boomer generation then. And it mirrors a lot of the attitudes in young people today. And a lot of young people got out and voted. And that's a scary thing for Republicans, because younger people tend to lean toward Democrats. Now, Mamdani, it's going to be interesting to see what he actually does when he's mayor. Van Jones is one of the pundits, political pundits on CNN, and he is, I would say, a liberal Democrat. I would not say that Van Jones is a moderate Democrat. I'd say he's a liberal Democrat, not a progressive, but a liberal Democrat. He bashed Mamdani's speech last night because he said he missed an opportunity to bring people in. It was like he was yelling at people, and he was very critical of that speech. So a lot of Democrats are not comfortable with Mamdani either.
I think he would have changed his tune if he was in that room, because those people were pretty fired up.
Oh, the people in the room were fired up.
I mean, you
yeah.
can, we'll hear some of the clips from that speech a little bit later.
Okay.
They are going crazy in there. They are electrified.
But again, he's one of those candidates that does attract fanatical political nerds, you know, people who are just actively involved in politics. And when you've got somebody like that, in the same way that Bernie Sanders, you know, mm-hmm. just really attracted this young crowd that
populist.
Was, yeah, very, very, you know, very easy to rile up people if you have a message that they like. And Mamdani had a message that obviously a lot of people like. But, you know, I don't think this is a new experiment in Democrat progressiveness. I don't think this country is turning progressive. I don't think we're turning socialist. And I don't think there's any reason to freak out.
Yeah, I think Republicans are going to have a difficult time making him the face of the party, which they've been projecting for some time. They want to do this. Oh, we can't wait for Mamdani to win the New York mayoral election so that we can, you know, hang him in every advertisement that we're running against generic Democrat in every state from coast to coast. Well, that's, you don't run a campaign in New York City the same way that you do in New Jersey or Virginia. A candidate like Mamdani is not going to dominate in a primary election on his way to the governor's mansion in either one of those states.
Right.
There's a silo in New York City, and then there's a silo in New Jersey and a silo in Virginia. And the only thing that these three candidates have in common is that they ran exceptional campaigns. Whatever you think of their policies, whatever you think of their opponents, independently of that, everything that I've read, everything that I've listened to, says the same thing, which is the actual get out the vote operation, actual messaging, digital fundraising, everything that goes into building a winning campaign, the Democrats crushed last night.
And the president said that the reason Republicans did not do well is because he was not on the ballot. You know, I've got a comment to make about that. I'll do that in the next hour. But also, Ian, you know, Mikey Sherrill.
Yes.
Mikey Sherrill, Democrat.
Sherrill, I think.
Sherrill.
Yeah. Yep.
Mikey Sherrill. She is now the governor of New Jersey. She's mm-hmm. a Republican. I guess the last Republican in New Jersey was Christine Whitman.
Mikey Sherrill is a Democrat.
Mikey Sherrill is a Democrat. But she's a moderate Democrat.
Yeah.
And I guess I was thinking of the last woman was Christine Whitman. And Abigail Spanberger, she's a Democrat. And she was elected governor of Virginia, beating the candidate that the president endorsed. And these are moderate Democrats. And this is the thing that Republicans need to fear, because if the Democrats move to the middle, it's going to push Republicans further to the right and maybe make them more extreme in the eyes of the collective general population.
Yeah, I'm sure you wish you could run against a candidate like Mamdani, but you know,
yeah.
Mikey Sherrill and Abigail Spanberger both came from Congress, both have by any accounting, a very moderate voting record,
yeah.
which isn't to say that they may hold a position on abortion or trans rights or something that, you know, some Americans will think is extreme, but that's not the entire picture. You know, these are not zany leftist radical weirdos.
Right.
They're just kind of regular people.
Yeah.
And
this is just a reminder that in every election, not everybody's happy. You know, yeah. one side's happy. The other side is not happy.
I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, last August, the NFL requested that the Saints send a bust for display at the Hall of Fame. The Saints sent Trevor Penning.
I know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.